We've seen.
A nice photo of me.
That one,
lovely.
We'll be ready for next week.
Would you let the involve? Oh, sure. Chrissy, you're on. Do you have to change anything that you learned from last time going to Shanghai that makes it easier for you or better for you this time?
No, look, I think we did a pretty good job last year in terms of the preparation for it. Obviously, we leave later on today, and the guys are aware of what their training schedule will be. So we're pretty keen to get over there and follow the method that we went through last year.
How many did you take last year, Chris? And will it be a similar number?
We're taking 26 this year. So I think it was 25 last year. Obviously, we've got a number of different appearances that we've got to do as well over there. So we want to take enough people to make sure that we've got players on the ground that can service, you know, the events that we need to do, and also our people who obviously are travelling a fair distance. We want to make sure that they get a good amount of access to our players as well. So 26, Tom.
What's the learnings of pre-game, post-game, and having this early bite? Is there anything that you learned from last year that you have to put in place later in the year from this, what are we, round 9 bye you have?
Yeah, look, I think, Max, what we do in that situation is just monitor the guys from a load perspective all throughout the year. So, you know, when you have your bye is not necessarily the issue. It's more about making sure that you manage the remainder of the season in an appropriate sort of fashion.
What about your training over there, CD? When will be your main session?
So we arrive, obviously, Tuesday. We'll train on Wednesday, and then we'll train again on Friday before Saturday's game.
Is it alter much that, like, last year's game was on a Sunday afternoon and this year's has been put forward 24 hours? Is that sort of...
Well, we've basically brought everything forward 24 hours as well. So I think last year we trained on the Thursday and Saturday for the Sunday game, but this year, as I say, the Wednesday and Friday.
Early in the week, so any concerns player-wise in terms of recovery from what was a pretty brutal show?
Yeah, no, they've all put up pretty well. So obviously we go across with the 22 that played and four other guys as well. So no injury concerns from the weekend, which is a good outcome, as you say, you know, considering how contested the actual game was.
What does that do for you? I mean, going overseas off the back of just a hell of a win, must be, you know, chock full of confidence going into this one.
Yeah, well, the flight will be better than what the alternative could have been. So, we had a good game on the weekend. The reality is, though, we haven't been all that consistent so far this year. So our challenge is to make sure that we front up again in China and play against the Gold Coast team, who I'm sure will be smarting from their loss on the weekend and get some consistency in our game for the remainder of the year.
Chris, game day and game venue, is there
anything
you want to change in the lead-up to this game?
That we want to change,
yeah,
or... No, I mean, look, obviously the change rooms, as I understand, have been built out, so we'll have new change rooms over the other side of the ground. But look, the reality was the facilities were really good, you know, inside the stadium from an actual football perspective. So, no, we're looking forward to getting over there.
What about tickets and everything? The excitement, about it a lot less this year than last year for obvious reasons, but is the excitement still the same over there?
Yeah, look, the guys are ready and raring to go. So from our perspective, you know, we can't wait from a footy team to get over there and play some good footy.
Excuse me. Oh, no, you're dealing with him very closely. Is Todd given an indication he might return the next week or two, or are you just sort of day by day?
Todd was at the ground on the weekend, so he made it back for the game and was part of the circle after the game in singing it, but he's not on the flight tonight, so we've given him an extra week off, and obviously from that perspective he'll come back when the team gets back later in the week.
What
so
about the rules committee stuff? You're obviously there last week. Are you happy with the way things are going? It sounds like potentially a mid-season draft maybe as early as next year. Is that the way things are sort of tracking, do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're all the things that need to be discussed from the actual meeting. As you say, Tom, I was part of. It was very much just an introductory type session to make sure that the ground rules are set, and I think the AFL will look to provide some more information to the group from there. But there are a lot of things that committee and the AFL need to discuss, and I'm sure they'll do that for the remainder of the year.
Chris, last year, Darren Burgess had the food flown in. Is that being repeated again?
No, the food wasn't flown in. Obviously, we take our own food normally on the plane with us, but the hotel last year were fantastic with what we did there. So our dietitian Emily Hartley will again be part of the group, and we'll make sure that the food is tested. I put my hand up to test the food, Rich, as you can see, generally. So we'll be fine there.
So does she prepare the meals on the plane as well for the flight over Hong Kong?
Look, I mean, there's nothing new in that. I mean, the reality is that, you know, you employ a dietitian to give the hotel advice on the type of food that you actually want. So, look, there's no real change for that. As I say, we take our own food on the plane with us normally to make sure that the guys are well hydrated and looked after. But when we're on the ground, Em will sort what the guys need to eat out, and we'll be fine.
When you're on the ground, though, are players maybe encouraged, not forbidden, it's not the right word, but encouraged not to eat at local eateries in China and to eat what's only served in the hotel?
There's no change from when we go to Melbourne. We encourage the guys to eat in the hotel because it's a controlled environment. But the reality is that they will eat inside the hotel, and I'm sure we'll be fine.
Is it easier for the players this year to focus on the game, given the slightly less fanfare than the first ever China game?
Oh, look, we really embraced last year. I think that the challenge for our guys this year, we've obviously got four or five new players that we're going to go over as part of the group. So, there's some excitement from those guys. You know, some of them came to the club thinking, geez, this would be a good game to be involved in. So, look, from an actual football perspective, we're really excited about it. And I think that our people, again, are looking like they're travelling across. So I'm sure that as a club, we'll embrace it.
More spectators or more members coming across this year than last year?
Well, there's certainly, environment for ticketing for those people. So as I understand it, the game's a sellout, and there's probably more people this year going to the event than there were last year as well. So it looks like it's going to be a success for the club, which is a great thing.
Chris, can you give us a run on how you would have done selection to work out which group went and whether that was easier or not because of the showdown win and how you played?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, from a numbers perspective, we obviously wouldn't normally travel with this number of people. So the guys really after the game, coaches on the weekend, made a decision to say, well, if everyone pulls up and there's no issues from a tribunal perspective, that the team that played last week will go, and we'll look to add some cover for those guys and make a decision on who actually plays later in the week.
So have you had a chat to Ken about his celebration after the final siren?
No. I mean, I think anyone who has an issue with Ken's celebration after the siren either hasn't played sport or forgotten what it was like to be emotional about the game. So, from my perspective, he's an emotional guy who obviously was pretty pumped after a fantastic win against a team who are obviously a pretty good team and who we've had some trouble with beating over the last couple of years.
Does that sort of echo the emotion engagement you want your players to show in wins and stuff like that?
I mean, our players were pretty pumped after the game, weren't they? So, I think you would have been hard-pressed as a Port Adelaide person to not have some emotion after that game, especially when the game ebbs and flows like it does. You know, we started off pretty poorly and the Crows, in fairness, were really efficient. We were able to get back into the game. Looked like we'd messed it up at the end, and then for that final play to come off... As I say, you would have been hard-pressed to not have some excitement after that.
How did you celebrate?
Thankfully, the camera wasn't on me. I was in the corner just having a private moment. obviously, wrapped with the work that went in and wrapped to beat a team such as the Crows who were going pretty well, in fairness.
CD, on the flight over, will majority of players fly in economy, or is it just like the taller players who will get the business class seats?
Cathay Pacific have been fantastic from giving us business class flights and also premium economy, so our guys will be well looked after. As you say, some of the bigger guys who struggle to sit in one seat at the best of time will get up the front of the plane. Unfortunately, I'm not in that category, but... Cathay have been fantastic so far.
And someone Jake needs to get pretty flat about that.
They're right up the back. That's right.
Yeah. So I just want to finish off that. Chad Wingard obviously has some hamstring issues recently. Would he be one who gets a bit more?
Oh, look, our high performance guys will work out exactly who it is that'll sit up the front. As I say, easy to go by. Height
Robbie certainly put his hand up after the game to suggest that he'd done enough to get up the front. So I'm sure that Rob will get looked after as well.
How have you rated the China strategy sort of, you know, 12 to 18 months on?
Look, it's really exciting for us. As I say, when you talk to some of the guys that we brought in over the off season, and you say, look, here's the opportunity, and you know, I've shared some time with Rocky and Motts and Jack after the game, and said, you know, you're looking forward to it. They're really pumped. It's something that I think differentiates our club. And who would have thought, you know, for those three growing up, that they're going to play a game for premiership points in China? I think it's a fantastic thing.
Just on those recruits, you must have been delighted. Rocky, clearly his best game since he's come. Motlop, he's a winning goal. I'm sure in your mind it's been justified, but just that reassurance for them as much as anything.
Yeah, I think Tom's comments after the game were along the lines of, you know, wanting to make sure that he put a stake in the ground for our people. Yeah, no better game to have a good game. You know, Jack was really good in the second half as well. So, look, I think the reality is with Tom, you know, he had an interrupted pre-season. The coaches did, you know, I think, something courageous and you know, let him get some confidence in the SNFL. He came back and played really well. Then you've got someone like Motts, who, again, is largely dependent on the guys inside doing a job, and the reality is we haven't been fantastic at that so far this season, and Jack's largely in the same boat. So look, we're pleased with the output of all of those three, and hopefully they continue to get better as they gel as a team.
Chris, what's the contingency if you need to bring extras during the week?
There are other flights during the week. I think there's a flight our support staff go on later on in the week as well. But we think with 26 players over there, we'll have enough cover for the unlikely event of injury.
Is the whole China trip, though, is it perfect timing, as it turns out, that you can move on from the showdown? You've had that great win, it's euphoric and all that, but this is a different challenge and everybody's going to think about literally move on.
Yeah, well, look, it would have been nice to be in Adelaide for the rest of this week and bask in the glory of a pretty good win, but... No, look, you know, we're keen to go away. Obviously, you know, we've been pretty good on the road. We need to get some consistency in our game, so that's our challenge this week. We get a break, and then we can reassess the second half of the year. Fire away, Max.
Can I ask, Robbie, obviously, cop some inappropriate comments on social media. Is he the sort of person club has to put an arm around or speak to, or does he just deal with that?
Rob... Yeah, deals with it in the way that he wants, obviously, and that's to not acknowledge it. I think the reality is, you know, that you can deal with these situations by just suggesting that it's an idiotic comment and move on, and I think that's probably the way that Rob wants to do it. I don't think there's any point in looking at this as a Port Adelaide or a Crows or any club type of thing. Unfortunately, there are people who take... Their energies into situations that you wouldn't like to after the game, whether that be fighting or stupid comments on social media. The reality is, unfortunately, it affects every club. Anyone who gets on their high horse and thinks that it doesn't is only setting themselves up for a fall. So someone like Rob in this situation just wants it to go away and move on.
By the same token, I was going to say the club then, therefore, just, it's not the sort of thing that if Rob's okay, you're happy to just...
As I say, the challenge with all of this is I'm sure that people will want to make this about showdown and Port Adelaide versus the Crows, but you know, no one can suggest that they don't have an unruly element to their supporter base. And this situation, unfortunately, has come out in a showdown.
Chris, when it's been so long after a showdown win, how do you deal with making sure there isn't a letdown, that there is that consistency of performance?
Yeah, well, that's a challenge for the coaches this week and certainly the players alike, is to make sure that they approach the game in a manner that befits what we want to do this season. As you say, Michelangelo, I mean, the second half on the weekend for us was a pretty significant change to some of the performances that we've put out. So if we want to continue to be good for the remainder of this year, we need to make that the benchmark rather than the once-off type situation.
And just to clarify, CDS, after the game, players have a few days off to sort of sightsee and do their own thing before they have to report back?
Yeah, so throughout obviously the buy across the competition, the Players Association mandate that the guys have got to have a four-day break. So after the game, the guys will have that opportunity either to come back to Australia straight away or to spend a little bit more time away. We'll report back to training, I think, on the Thursday or Friday of the following week.
Do you think it's going to be difficult to sort of move away from a showdown when it's such a euphoric win and such a demanding game? How do they handle that?
That's a challenge, Rich, is to make sure that we do move on. Despite the fact that it's a game that's obviously worth more than 4 points in the public's eye, the reality is it's only worth 4 points, and our challenge now is to play in a way that befits the way that Ken wants the club to go about things. So you'll see this week whether we're able to rise to that challenge.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks,
Chris.
Thank you.
Yeah. Pack yourself up with drugs before you go.
Yeah, that'll be right. Good on you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Good luck over there.